Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh. Now in the last lecture we discussed till pre-romantic writers and in this lecture we'll continue our discussion. So let's move on to the works of important poets of the romantic era. Now the first important poet is William Wordsworth. Now his important works are The Prelude, which is also subtitled Growth of a Poet's Mind. Sometimes you know in the exam they also ask you subtitles. So pay attention to that as well. And with respect to the Prelude, it took him more than a decade to complete this work. Now after that, poems like In Memoriam, Tintern Abbey, then Ode, Intimations of Immortality. This is also pretty important. And broadly speaking, what is this poem about? Ode, Intimations of Immortality. See, in this, there is a exaltation of the child, as the source of wisdom and truth. And what is the meaning of exaltation? See, to exalt means to attempt to elevate somebody's position or value or importance. So that is what happens in this poem. The importance, the value of a child is elevated. But one thing I want to point out. Now, aapne suna hoga ek line ke bare mein. Child is father of the man. Child is father of the man. This is a very famous quotation. Keep in mind that this line does not come from this poem. But it comes from a poem called My Heart Leaps Up. My Heart Leaps Up. Child is father of the man. Now, after Ode, Intimations of Immortality, comes The Leech Gatherer. This is another poem by William Wordsworth. Then, The Old Cumberland Beggar. These two poems, The Leech Gatherer and The Old Cumberland Beggar. Isme kya hota hai? The characters that William Wordsworth chooses to describe and talk about are of a low social position. So, this kind of subject or subject matter would not be considered appropriate from a neoclassical point of view or in the neoclassical era, but it is perfectly consistent with Wordsworthian ideals as expressed in the preface to the lyrical ballads. Remember, Wordsworth ne kya kaha tha? That writing in the language really used by men, hai na? And along with that, he also said that his aim was to choose incidents and situations from common life. So even in these two poems, The Leech Gatherer and The Old Cumberland Beggar, the characters are of a low social position. After these poems, you should also go through the Lucy poems. The Lucy poems of William Wordsworth. And as the name indicates, in the Lucy poems, there is a character called Lucy. Now after this, you should also go through the preface to the lyrical ballads. And at least go through the important sections of it, if not the entire thing. Because preface jo hai kafi bada hai, it's pretty long. So at least the important paragraphs or the important ideas that William Wordsworth expresses, that you should go through. Now after that, Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Now his important works are, first, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. Ye bahut important poem hai. After that, Kubla Khan. This is also a very famous poem. Then Christabel. C-H-R-I-S-T-A-B-E-L. Christabel. Uske baad, Biographia Literaria. This is a work of literary criticism. And then we have Dejection and Ode. Dejection and Ode. Now of course, Coleridge has written many more works, but at least you should go through these works. And with respect to Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, remember aapne bachpan mein ya young age mein aapne ek nursery rhyme suni hogi, water water everywhere nor any drop to drink. That famous line. This famous line comes from this poem, The Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. So in the exam they can ask you, from which poem do these lines come from? Water water everywhere nor any drop to drink. This line comes from The Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. Now what is this poem about? Ye poem jo hai kis cheez ke bare mein hai? See, there is a sailor, sailor who recounts his earlier experiences about his sea voyage. Now first, his ship, matlab jis ship mein ye the, his ship got stuck near the Antarctic. And then there is a bird which is called a albatross. Albatross ek bird ka naam hai. That bird comes and leads them out of the icy water. And then one of the mariners, of course on the ship there were plenty of sailors, bas ek hi nahi tha. Then one of the mariners shoots the bird. But shooting a albatross is considered to be a sign of bad luck, something which brings bad luck. And immediately what happens is, due to wind movement, equatorial wind movement and Antarctic wind movement, due to all of that, as they proceed on their journey, what happens after that is, when they are near the equator, now ye basic geography hai, that as you go near the equator, that latitude is called horse latitude. Horse latitude. When they reach that latitude, their ship is becalmed. Their ship is becalmed. Matlab ye ki it appears as though koi movement ho hi nahi rahi, ship aage badhi nahi raha. But this happens due to wind movement. So all of the other mariners, all of the other sailors become angry with this one mariner or sailor who shot the albatross, that bird. And what they do is they force that mariner to wear the dead albatross around his neck. Okay? मतलब वो मरे हुए बर्ड का माला बना देते हैं और उस सेलर के गले में पहना देते हैं जस्ट टू पनिश हिम जस्ट टू पनिश दिस मरीनर बिकॉज दीज अदर सेलर्स बिलीव दैट द एक्शंस ऑफ दिस बैड पर्सन ठीक है बैड मरीनर और सेलर हैज ब्रॉट देम बैड लक एंड लेटर ऑन एज द स्टोरी प्रोग्रेसेस द शिप मूव्स ऑन और सेल्स अहेड एंड इट इज डिस्क्राइब्ड दैट एक्सेप्ट द नरेटर ऑल द अदर मरीनर्स और क्रू मेंबर्स डाई सबके सब मर जाते हैं सो ब्रॉडली दिस इज व्हाट द स्टोरी लाइन इज ऑफ दिस पोएम द राइम ऑफ द एंशिएंट मरीनर सो लाइकवाइज यू शुड नो अबाउट द स्टोरी लाइन ऑफ अदर इम्पोर्टेंट पोएम्स लाइक कुबला खान ठीक है नाउ कुबला खान इज ऑल्सो सब टाइटल्ड अ विजन इन अ ड्रीम ठीक है अ विजन इन अ ड्रीम समटाइम्स इन द एग्जाम दे ऑल्सो आस्क यू सब टाइटल्स ठीक है ऑफ इम्पोर्टेंट पोएम्स तो ये भी आपको याद होना चाहिए एंड आफ्टर कुबला खान कम्स क्रिस्टाबेल Christabel is also important, okay? And see, both these poems, Kubla Khan and Christabel, okay, are unfinished poems, okay?